In today's prevalent culture, the institution of the family and faith are under attack. With absolute confidence in the grace and power of God, we at Forming Faithful Families, whose primary mission is strengthening families in the faith, have been inspired to put out into the deep, see Luke 5:4, to do our part to turn this tide. Forming Faithful Families, hosted by James Littleton, is a faithful and trustworthy weekly radio program in service to the new evangelization, saturated with scripture and containing teaching, reflections, anecdotes, and encouragement pertaining to our Catholic faith, with a substantial focus on marriage and family life faith formation.
Welcome to Forming Faithful Families, formingfaithfulfamilies.com. I'm Jim Littleton. Today, we'll start by wrapping up our conversation about accepting God's ways by sharing some of the wisdom of servant of God, Father Walter Cizik. We then hope to transition into a discussion about healing and accepting myself. Let's start with a prayer. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. Come, Holy Spirit, own us, possess us, teach us, move us, heal us in Jesus' name. The love of God has been poured out into our hearts through the Holy Spirit that has been given to us. Romans 5:5. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. To the point of accepting God's ways, I want to share with you the amazing story of a Jesuit priest, servant of God, Father Walter J. Cizik, capital C-I-S-Z-E-K, S-J. There's a website devoted to him and his cause, www.cizik.org. I've had the grace of reading and rereading both of Father Cizik's books, With God in Russia and He Leadeth Me. That's With God in Russia and He Leadeth Me. I highly recommend both books. I want to share with you some excerpts from his outstanding book, He Leadeth Me, which is much about discovering the will of God and His amazing providence, especially in adversity, which I happen to speak and write a lot about. You might want to pick it up. I'm going to devote a little more time than usual in reading excerpts, but I think you're going to benefit greatly in this case. So, by servant of God, Father Walter J. Cizik, S.J., published by Ignatius Press, allow me to repeat the information from the back cover to set the stage. Again, this is very apropos to our discussion of accepting God's ways. He Leadeth Me is the deeply moving personal story of one man's spiritual odyssey and the unflagging faith which enabled him to survive the horrendous ordeal that wrenched his body and spirit to near collapse. Captured by the Russian army during World War II and convicted of being a Vatican spy, American Jesuit Father Walter J. Cizik spent some 23 agonizing years in Soviet prisons and labor camps of Siberia. He here recalls how it was only through an utter reliance on God's will that he managed to endure. He tells of the courage he found in prayer, a courage that eased the loneliness, the pain, the frustrations, the anguish, the fears, the despair. For as Cizik relates, the solace of spiritual contemplation gave him an inner serenity upon which he was able to draw amid the arrogance of evil that surrounded him. Learning to accept even the inhuman work of toiling in the infamous Siberian gulags as a labor pleasing to God, he was able to turn the adverse forces of circumstances into a source of positive value and a means of drawing closer to the compassionate and never forsaking divine spirit. He Leadeth Me is a book to inspire all Christians to greater faith and trust in God, even in their darkest hour. So allow me to share an excerpt from the epilogue of He Leadeth Me for your benefit and for mine. I have written much in this book about the will of God and His providence. I am afraid some readers may feel that I have made too much of it, and to them, I can only apologize. Others may feel that my beliefs in this matter are too simple, even naive, that they may find that my faith is not only childlike, but childish. I am sorry if they feel this way, but I have written only what I know and what I have experienced. Many people, from newsmen to housewives, asked me over and over again how I managed to survive the years in Soviet prisons and the labor camps of Siberia. My answer has always been, and can only be, that I survived on the basis of the faith others may find too simple and naive. So I have offered this explanation in answer to the many questions asked of me, in the hope that it might prove helpful to those who were interested or seeking an answer. To those who feel disappointed, who find it hard to accept so simple an explanation, who had perhaps hoped to hear from me some secret and mysterious formula that would help change their lives or strengthen their faith, and cannot accept what I have written, I can only express my regrets and my sympathy. For all of my apologies, therefore, I am not ashamed of what I have written here, simple as some may find it. The terrible thing about all divine truth, indeed, is its simplicity. Whether it be the secrets of the physical universe he has created, like Einstein's E equals MC squared, or the Ten Commandments, or the Beatitudes, or the truth that we learned in the Catechism, all can be simply stated. And yet how curious it is that this very simplicity makes them so unacceptable to the wise and the proud and the sophisticated of this world. It is the simple things of this world, says St. Paul, that God has chosen to confound the wise. Has God really planned it so? Or is it just that we, in our human wisdom, are too proud to accept the utter simplicity of divine wisdom? Why must we always look for more sophisticated, more meaningful, more relevant answers when He has set the truth before us in so stark and simple a fashion? Man was created to praise, reverence, and serve God in this world and to be happy with Him forever in the next. That is the fact of the matter. You believe it or you don't, and that is the end of it. Philosophers may argue about it, and they have. Some have managed to convince themselves and others of its truth, while others have not. But it is the first truth of the faith, and those who have faith accept it, and those who do not, do not. I cannot myself convince anyone of it, but I believe it. I do not apologize for my faith, nor am I ashamed of it. What I have tried to show in the pages of this book, however, is how that faith has affected my life and sustained me in all I experienced. That faith is the answer to the question most often asked of me: how did you manage to survive? And I can only repeat it, simply and unashamedly. To me, the truth says more than that man has a duty and obligation toward his Creator, as many have tended to interpret it. To me, it says that God has a special purpose, a special love, a special providence for all those He has created. God cares for each of us individually, watches over us, provides for us. The circumstances of each day of our lives, of every moment of every day, are provided for us by Him. Let the theologians argue about how this is so. Let the philosophers and sophisticates of the world question and doubt whether it can be so. The revealed truth we have received on God's own word says simply that it is so. But maybe we are all just a little afraid to accept it in all its shattering simplicity, for its consequences in our lives are both terrible and wonderful. It means, for example, that every moment of our life has a purpose, that every action of ours, no matter how dull or routine or trivial it may seem in itself, has a dignity and a worth beyond human understanding. No man's life is insignificant in God's sight, nor are his works insignificant, no matter what the world or his neighbors or family or friends may think of them. Yet, what a terrible responsibility is here, for it means that no moment can be wasted, no opportunity missed, since each has a purpose in man's life, each has a purpose in God's plan. Think of your day, today or yesterday. Think of the work you did, the people you met, moment by moment. What did it mean to you? And what might it have meant for God? Is the question too simple to answer, or are we just afraid to ask it for fear of the answer we must give? The air is full these days with talk of peace, of commitment, of fulfillment, yet no one can know greater peace. No one can be more committed. No one can achieve a greater sense of fulfillment in his life than the man who believes in this truth of the faith and strives daily to put it into practice. If it all seems too simple, you have only to try it to find out how difficult it is. But you have only to try it to find out as well the joy and the peace and the happiness it can bring. For what can ultimately trouble the soul that accepts every moment of every day as a gift from the hands of God and strives always to do his will? Quote, if God is for us, who can stand against us? End of quote. Nothing, not even death, can separate us from God. Nothing can touch us that does not come from his hand. Nothing can trouble us because all things come from his hand. We'll be right back to wrap up these profound words of Father Walter Cizik, servant of God. I'm Jim Littleton of Forming Faithful Families, formingfaithfulfamilies.com.
Forming Faithful Families is now offering our 15-episode video series on DVD, filmed in stunning high definition, with a free downloadable Small Faith Discussion Group program guide. We hope that you will consider purchasing, implementing, and promoting this video series at the personal and small group level. Forming Faithful Families is a faithful and trustworthy parish-based and small faith community program for marriage and family life faith formation in service to the new evangelization pertaining to the Catholic faith. Listen to this recommendation. Firmly grounded in the teaching of the Catholic Church, sacred scripture, and the wisdom of the saints, with this series, James and Kathleen offer a thirsty world a refreshing and satisfying drink. It also makes a great gift with eternal benefits for both the giver and the receiver. To order your DVD set today, visit formingfaithfulfamilies.com or call 708-334-1988. That's formingfaithfulfamilies.com or call 708-334-1988.
Faced with chronic lymphocytic leukemia, James Littleton came to more profoundly cherish what matters most, his relationship with God and his family. Through numerous courses of chemotherapy and an eventual bone marrow transplant, James was able to share his strong faith with God with others undergoing difficult times. Healed through cancer and other adversities highlights the principles this father of 19 relied on. James found many forms of healing that come through trials. Find consolation, encouragement, and helpful insights for your own struggles. Healed Through Cancer and Other Adversities offers inspiration and faith-building reminders of the God who offers so much that we may truly live. Seize hope to overcome your own difficulties in this uplifting account of one man's fascinating, self-reflective, and inspirational journey with cancer. Order your copy at formingfaithfulfamilies@gmail.com or request it from your local Catholic or secular bookstore.
I'm Jim Littleton of Forming Faithful Families, formingfaithfulfamilies.com. We wrap up these powerful and inspiring words of servant of God, Father Walter J. Sizek, S.J., from the epilogue of He Leadeth Me. Is this too simple, or are we just afraid really to believe it, to accept it fully and in every detail of our lives, to yield ourselves up to it in total commitment? This is the ultimate question of faith, and each must answer it for himself in the quiet of his heart, in the depths of his soul. But to answer it in the affirmative is to know a peace, to discover a meaning to life that surpasses all understanding. That is the only secret I have come to know. It is not mine alone. Christ himself spoke of it. The saints have practiced it. Others have written about it far better than I. I can only hope that what I have written will strike a responsive chord in some and prove a help to others, however few, and I pray that you may be one of them. End of excerpt quote. May I add my personal commentary here? Amen. Amen. I am realizing as I shared this with you that I have personally benefited so greatly from the life and writings of Father Walter Sizek, and I pray that it's a benefit to you as well. Yes, it is so true that God has a special purpose, a special love, a special providence for all those he has created, and you are one of them. God cares for each of us individually. He cares for you. He watches over you and provides for you in every moment and circumstance of your life. The circumstances of each day of our lives, of every moment of every day, are provided for us by him. And yes, this means that every moment of your life has a purpose. Every action, no matter how dull or routine or trivial it may seem in itself, has a dignity and a worth beyond human understanding. No man's life is insignificant in God's sight. Your life is not insignificant. You are God's masterpiece. His works are not insignificant. He made you. You are his beloved child. Yes, we can truly find God's will in every moment and circumstance of our life, and we will only find peace and joy in God's will for us. As Father Sizek says, what can ultimately trouble the soul that accepts every moment of every day as a gift from the hands of God and strives always to do his will? If God is for us, who can stand against us? Nothing can touch us that does not come from his hand. Nothing can trouble us because all things come from his hand. Nothing is outside of his wonderful, profound, loving providence for you, for me. He's God, we're not. He truly can bring a great good out of everything in our lives, every cross even, every tragedy, every disaster that may be hard to bear, but God is there. He's bringing a great fruit out of everything, out of love for you. We'll now switch topics to healing and accepting myself, which in fact is part of accepting God's will. We need to accept ourselves. Do not be afraid, Jacob, poor worm, Israel, puny mite. I will help you. It is Yahweh who speaks. The Holy One of Israel is your Redeemer. Isaiah 41:14. Yes, God is there to help me, to help you. Humility is truth. It is reality. Yes, God is God. I am not. It is a highly beneficial exercise to reflect on myself, to come to know myself better, including all that is good, bad, and ugly. I believe our Heavenly Father heals us through adversities, crosses, difficulties, illnesses, yes, even terrible losses, tragedies, disasters. Our loving Father is with us through all these things, all these difficulties, healing us, wherein we become more able and willing to know ourselves in truth, and then to hopefully accept ourselves. That is, if we exercise our free will to cooperate with God's always present grace. I know by life experience, since my illness, that it is true that I am the puny mite referred to by God in the passage I just quoted from Isaiah. Yet, He tells me, He tells you not to be afraid. God is helping me each step of the way. He's helping you. He is your Redeemer. Yes, He is. He's your helper and Redeemer. Believe this. I do not possess anything that is not a gift from God, including my very life, including the voice that you're hearing, as well as any talents and possessions I have. Everything I have has been given to me, and everything you have has been given to you. None of us has reason to boast. Oh, yes, this is spot on true. What do you have that was not given to you? And if it was given, how can you boast as though it were not? 1 Corinthians 4:7-8. I am totally dependent on God for everything. You are totally dependent on Him for everything. Is there good in each of us? Yes, you better believe it. Enormous good. God only makes masterpieces. That's what you are. Yes, you are. You're God's masterpiece, and He does not make mistakes. Our loving Heavenly Father of mercies has given each of us, has given you distinctive gifts and a unique mission that only you can fulfill. Are all of us sinners? Yes, join the club. Part of knowing oneself is the painful process of admitting one's faults, sins, and weaknesses. But this pain is worth it. The surgeon has to cut, often deeply, in order to heal. We'll be right back to talk about what God has to say about our sins when we quote 1 John. I'm Jim Littleton of Forming Faithful Families, formingfaithfulfamilies.com. You can call us at 708-334-1988. We'll be right back.
You'll find a little bit of yesterday that will delight you today at the Family Hearth General Store, a nonprofit ministry of Forming Faithful Families in historic Frankfort, Illinois. The 1870s style old storefront honors home, faith, and family life, featuring vintage wares and unique gifts for special family occasions. From Victorian replicas, vintage decor, quilts, candles, antique samplers, and jewelry, to unique books, hand-milled soaps, old-time candy, ice cream, and bottles of pop, you'll find a warm welcome here around the family hearth. A cozy fireplace, fresh gourmet coffees, and teas await your visit. So come, sit a spell. Find us on the main street of Frankfort at 119 Kansas Street, and be sure to visit the online store at formingfaithfulfamilies.com. Like us on Facebook or give us a call at 708-334-1988. Thank you for listening to Forming Faithful Families. You listen to us to find ways to strengthen your family in the faith and to better live out your role as Catholic parents. Please help us help you. We appreciate your prayers and a donation to help support this program. Any donation will be a blessing. You can also become one of Forming Faithful Families partners with a monthly donation. It's easy. Visit formingfaithfulfamilies.com and click on the donate link. There you'll find our mailing address to send a check, or use the PayPal button to make a secure donation. You can even call Forming Faithful Families to make a donation at 708-334-1988. That's 708-334-1988. Forming Faithful Families is a 501(c) charitable organization. Click on the donate link at formingfaithfulfamilies.com. See and support the entire scope of our ministry. Help us help you with your prayers and a donation as we're Forming Faithful Families.
We would like you, our listeners, to know that James and Kathleen Littleton of Forming Faithful Families are available individually or as a couple nationally as speakers. They offer talks, retreats, and workshops on a variety of Catholic themes. James and Kathleen can be reached with questions or speaking engagement requests at formingfaithfulfamilies@gmail.com or call 708-334-1988. Visit their website at www.formingfaithfulfamilies.com.
I'm Jim Littleton of Forming Faithful Families, formingfaithfulfamilies.com. We continue our reflection on healing in accepting myself. Yes, as I left off saying, we are all sinners. Join the club. And part of knowing oneself is the painful process of admitting one's faults, sins, and weaknesses. But this pain is worth it. We don't like going to the surgeon, even though we're seriously in need of surgery. And the surgeon sometimes has to cut very deeply in order to heal. Here's something that God tells us about sin through his evangelist and apostle, St. John, from 1 John 1:8-9. If we say we have no sin in us, we are deceiving ourselves and refusing to admit the truth. But if we acknowledge our sins, then God, who is faithful and just, will forgive our sins and purify us from everything that is wrong. End of quote. I'm not saying that we have a license to sin and that sin is not a concern. Sin does offend God and it hurts others. Most of all, it hurts ourselves. But when sin happens, we should not be dispirited, but quickly and confidently repent and turn to God for his inexhaustible mercy. Not until we admit our shortcomings can we begin to improve ourselves with God's always available help. When we repent and convert, we are healed by God. It takes just a little effort on our part. God faithfully does the rest. We are enlightened by the Holy Spirit. We begin to open our eyes and take the earplugs out so as to begin to see and hear again the truth about ourselves and about God. You will listen and listen again, but not understand. See and see again, but not perceive. For the heart of this nation has grown coarse. Their ears are dull of hearing, and they have shut their eyes for fear that they should see with their eyes, hear with their ears, understand with their heart, and be converted and healed by me. Matthew 13:14-15. There is no need to be afraid to see ourselves in the light of God. For when we present ourselves in truth in the light of God, God can and will convert us and heal us. In our next program, we'll continue to delve into healing and accepting myself. Please know that you are so good at heart. Why? Because God made you that way. You are your Heavenly Father's masterpiece. All will be well. Count on it. We have Jesus, so we have everything. Contact us at formingfaithfulfamilies.com. or call us at 708-334-1988. God love you.
You have been listening to Forming Faithful Families, hosted by James Littleton. Visit their website, formingfaithfulfamilies.com. Email them at formingfaithfulfamilies@gmail.com or call 708-334-1988. That's 708-334-1988.